be God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
And thus be his kingdom, now and forever. Amen.
Almighty God, to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hid. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Grant, O merciful God, that your church, being gathered together in unity by your Holy Spirit, may show forth your power among all peoples, to the glory of your name. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the first book of Kings. Then Solomon stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the assembly of Israel and spread out his hands to heaven. He said, O Lord, God of Israel, there is no God like you in heaven above or on earth beneath, keeping covenant and steadfast love for your servants who walk before you with all their heart. The covenant that you kept for your servant, my father David, as you declared to him. You promised with your mouth and have this day fulfilled with your hand. Therefore, O Lord, God of Israel, keep for your servant, my father David, that which you promised him, saying, there shall never fail you a successor before me to sit on the throne of Israel, if only your children look to their way to walk before me as you have walked before me. Therefore, O God of Israel, let your word be confirmed, which you promised to your servant, my father David. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Even heaven and the highest heaven cannot contain you, much less this house that I have built. Regard your servant's prayer and his plea, O Lord my God, heeding the cry and the prayer that your servant prays to you today, that your eyes may be open night and day toward this house, the place of which you said, my name shall be there, that you may heed the prayer that your servant prays toward this place. Hear the plea of your servant and of your people Israel when they pray toward this place. O hear in heaven your dwelling place, heed and forgive. Likewise, when a foreigner who is not of your people Israel comes from a distant land because of your name, for they shall hear of your great name, your mighty hand, and your outstretched arm. When a foreigner comes and prays toward this house, then hear in heaven your dwelling place, and do according to all that the foreigner calls to you, so that all the peoples of the earth may know your name and fear you, as do your people Israel, and so that they may know that your name has been invoked on this house that I have built. The word of the Lord. The psalm appointed for this day is Psalm 84. Let us read the psalm in unison. How dear to me is your dwelling, O Lord of hosts. My soul has a desire and longing for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh rejoice in the living God. The sparrow has found her a house, and the swallow a nest where she may lay her young. By the side of your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Happy are they who dwell in your house. They will be always praising you. Happy are the people whose strength is in you, who are the set in the pilgrim's way. Those who go through the desolate valley will find in it a place of springs, for the early rains have covered it with pools of water. They will climb from height to height, and the God of gods will reveal himself in Zion. Hear my prayer. Hearken, O God of Jacob. Behold our defender, O God, and look upon the face of your anointed. For one day in your courts is better than 1,000 in my own room, and to stand at the threshold of the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord God is both sun and shield. He will give grace and glory. No good thing will the Lord withhold from those who walk with integrity. O Lord of hosts, happy are they who put their trust in you.
A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his power. Put on the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For our struggle is not against enemies of blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, so that you may be able to withstand on that evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, and fasten the belt of truth around your waist, and put on the breastplate of righteousness. As shoes for your feet, put on whatever will make you ready to proclaim the gospel of peace. With all of these, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all of the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times in every prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert and always persevere in supplication for all the saints. Pray also for me, so that when I speak, the message may be given to me to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it boldly, as I must speak. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abides in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which your ancestors ate, and they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. Many of his disciples heard it. And they said, This teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, he said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life, and the flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first that there were the ones who did not believe, and who was the one that would betray him. And he said, "For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by my Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. Jesus asked the 12, "Do you also wish to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and to know that you are the Holy One of God." The Holy Gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
There is a beautiful video out on YouTube. It is a video of a blind man who is seated on a sidewalk in a great big city, probably Manhattan. He has a little can in which people can drop their coins, and he has a cardboard poster that simply reads, "Blind, need help." You can see the feet of people as they are walking by, and occasionally someone will drop a coin in the can. This goes on for a few minutes. And then you hear the sound of high-heeled boots. A young woman is walking very quickly on the sidewalk, and she stops in front of the blind man. He reaches out his hands and feels her leather boots. Instead of dropping a coin in the can, she reaches for that cardboard sign and she turns it over and writes something on the back. And then she puts it down and walks away. But you cannot see what she has written. From that point on, when the people's feet walk by, coins start dropping in the can like crazy. Coin after coin, sometimes multiple coins, sometimes bills. The blind man is overwhelmed and has to empty the can numerous times. Towards the end of the day, when the sun is going down, you see the same leather boots walking towards the blind man. And she stops again in front of him, and he feels those leather boots, and he says, "What did you write on my sign?" The young woman bends down so her face is close to his, and she says, "I wrote the very same thing, but I used different words." As she's getting up to walk away, the camera spans out and you can read the sign. And it says, "Today is a beautiful day, but I cannot see it." The words that we speak are immensely powerful. They are immensely important. And you can amen me. I love it. You go for it. Talk about powerful words. We forget in our busy lives how vastly important the words are that we speak. Words can cut people down, and words can build people up. What you choose to say, what comes out of your mouth, affects not only those around you, but it affects your very soul. When my friend Andy was in fifth grade, he went to the park, and he was swinging as high as he could go, and he was in heaven because he was swinging next to the prettiest girl in fifth grade, Celeste. And there they were, you know how you push your legs out and you come back, and you push your legs out and you come back. And he was thinking, "I am king of the world. I am so handsome. I am so great. I'm right next to this beautiful girl and she loves me, and it's a good day." And he's feeling like the king of the world till Celeste turns and looks at him as they're pumping and pulling back, and she says, "You have an ugly profile." Now, Andy didn't know what a profile was in fifth grade, but he didn't like the word ugly. He pumped harder and he said, "What's a profile?" "It's how you look from the side," she said. "You got a big nose." Andy started pumping less and less and less. And he got off the swing and he ran home, ran right up to the bathroom and looked straight on the mirror. He had always thought he was handsome, but he had never thought to look at the side of his face. So he turned. Sure enough, his nose stuck way out. "You have an ugly profile." Those words would stick in that boy's head, not just for months, but for years. He never thought of himself as handsome again. All she said was one sentence to drag him down. And he never got back up to where he was again. Do you see the power that our words have? How immensely influential they can be? In the Old Testament for today, King Solomon builds the first temple of God, a house for the Almighty to dwell in. Now, this was unheard of for the Hebrew people. Yahweh lived amongst all things, on the mountains and in the desert. No one would ever dare to make God a house. But the reason why Solomon was able to do it was because God had talked to his father. God had told King David, "Your son will make me a house." And it was those words, those edifying, prophetic words that gave Solomon the courage, the ability, and the belief in himself to make something so glorious, so tremendous, that even today, there is only one outer wall standing from that old temple, and Jews come from all over the world, and they write down the words of a prayer, and they stick it between the stones of that wall, and they pray. Solomon was able to build that temple because of what was said about him. In your life, every day, every moment of every day, you have a choice about the words that come forth from your mouth. You can build up and edify the people that you love. You can help them to believe in themselves. Or you can tear them down. And not only are the words that you say outside of your mouth important, but also the words that you say in your own mind to your very self. You can hurt yourself if you give credence to those negative words that you've heard through your life. You can drag yourself down. You know, the words that Jesus spoke were so powerful that some people couldn't bear to hear them. In today's gospel, if you read carefully, there are people that hear Jesus' words and they say, "This is too much, I can't handle it," and they leave. They walk away. Jesus says, "My words are spirit. My words are truth." To listen to his words even today can shape your soul. The word of God is something that can shape your soul. My friend is an Episcopal priest. When he was in his very first church as a young man, he had another young man come to talk to him. This young man was so profoundly depressed that he could hardly function. My friend, the priest, asked him, he said, "Do you sometimes want to die?" And the young man said, "I think about it all the time. In my mind, I hear you should die. You do not belong to be here." The priest was overwhelmed. He had no idea what to do. He wasn't a psychiatrist. He had no idea how to help this man. He said to God, "Please, please give me some words that can help this man who is in so much pain. On the spur of the moment, he jumped up and went to his desk and got a piece of paper and came back, sat down and said, "Okay, I have a piece of paper here, and I'm going to number 1 to 100. And I'm going to sit here with you until you give me 100 reasons why you should live." The young man looked like a deer in headlights. He said, I don't know. I can't think of anything. "Yes, you can. I believe in you. You can do it. Give me one thing. Let's start with just one. One thing." "Well, I can write." "That's awesome. You can write. Number one, he can write. Amen. Let's go for two." They spent almost 3 hours in his office with him hammering and coaxing and talking and nudging until that man had put down 100 things, and then he left. My friend didn't see him again. He didn't know if he had gotten help. He didn't know if he was dead or alive. He prayed for him for years. Almost 10 years later, he ran into that man in the grocery store. The man was doing a lot better. He was married. He had a job. Tears came into his eyes when he saw the priest, and he said, "I got to show you something." He got out his wallet, and there, crumpled in his wallet, was the list of 100 things. He had kept it all that time. He had looked at it. If you hear yourself speaking hateful things about others or about yourself, you must battle that with the Word of God and with edifying, loving words. It is a spiritual battle. And I know how it is when you feel angry and you want to tell not the person you're angry at, but somebody else, how the person that you're angry at was bad and wrong and didn't do right, and how they hurt you and they're so bad and so awful. Believe me, I've been there. I've done it. But it doesn't work. It is not of God. When you speak to the one who offends you. When you speak, remember that every word that comes out of your mouth has power and an impact to touch the lives of those who receive it. Barbara Curry, who was a member here for 51 years, when she was dying, you know how I knew she was going to heaven? Because even though she was hardly conscious when we spoke the Lord's Prayer, she would mouth the words. And on the day before she died, Perry went to see her, and she said, "Take me, Lord. Take me home." In the very beginning of all things, when God created the heavens and the earth, God did it using words. "Let there be light." And you too have the power to bring about great goodness with your words. So my question that I leave with you is this: what are you going to say? What are you going to say? Let us stand and affirm our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again. In accordance with the scriptures, he ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshiped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Father, we pray for all those who are sick, especially Ollie Abdenauer and Arvija Campbell, lonely, hungry, or in pain. Comfort them and give them strength. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bless this cathedral, that we may serve you here in the heart of downtown Jacksonville. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Watch over this city, that there may be an end to violence, poverty, and homelessness. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Bring peace to our broken world, that there may be greater understanding among races and peoples. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Help us to care for your earth as your creation. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We ask you to bless all who have died and comfort those who mourn for them. We give thanks for the lives of E.C. Cedar and Barbara Curry. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Let us pray for our own needs and those of others.
Father in heaven, give us the words to speak, to bring light and truth and your love into this world. This we pray in the name of Jesus, your Son. Amen. Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you, forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. May the peace of the Lord be always with you. Please be seated. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to St. John's Cathedral. We're so glad you're here. If you're new or visiting, we have a card in the pew that you can fill out, and we will send you our e-newsletter. Welcome, kids. We're so glad that you're with us. We also have tours of this beautiful cathedral after the service if you'd like to have a tour. Today is Rally Day. Rally Day is one of my favorite Sundays. It is a way of gearing up for the fall. So after this service, if you go into our fellowship hall, you will see lots of different ministries displayed. Lots of ministries, and you can sign up for the things that you want to sign up for. So I hope you all will come and visit the ministries hall and sign up for stuff. There's a bouncy house for kids. There's going to be hot dogs, cotton candy, generally a lot of fun. Sunday school classes are going to resume on September the 9th, the weekend after Labor Day, and Wednesday evening programs will resume on the 12th. Girls, are you okay? Are you lost? You're good. You can't find your grandmas. Grandmas, can you raise your hand? Where are the grandmas? They're going to come back there. Okay. Grandmas may be out in the hall setting up. We'll have to find. Speaking of the movement of the Spirit, we have two different couples that are celebrating their 40th anniversary today. Keith Richards and Patronilla Richards are visiting from New York. They're Ray Richards' parents. Could you stand up? Where are you? There they are. And our own Carol Clifford from the choir and Gus Hubert, also 40. You guys are inspiring, and you must have learned to say nice words. Okay, what we do on this day is we're going to commission all of our teachers who are going to teach during the school year. So all children and youth, can you please come forward? And Christian formation leaders, all teachers from Godly Play, tweens, adults, children, leaders of children's chapel, chorister leaders, everyone who's teaching anyone, please come forward. Congregation, we're going to use your insert. And everyone, please stand around the altar rail. Stand. That's right. Kids and youth, come in the inside of the altar rail and find your teacher, because you're going to bless your teacher. Find your teachers. Or find a teacher. It doesn't have to be yours, but stand in front of one. Stand in front of a teacher. We need some guys over here in front of these teachers. Bless the teachers, guys. Bless them, bless them. Okay, is everyone ready? Children and youth, let us read together. Do you renew your promise to do all in your power to support us in our life in Christ? Children and youth, okay, teachers, you need to kneel. Can you do that without hurting yourselves? If you can't, then stand. Children, I want you to lay your hands. Youth, kids, put your hands on any adult. Put your hands on an adult. And in your heads, say these words with me. Almighty God, we thank you that by the death and resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome sin and united us to yourself, and that by the sealing of your Holy Spirit, you have empowered us for your service. Renew in these your servants, we pray, the covenant you made with them at their baptism, and send them forth in the power of that Spirit to love and serve your children. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Thank you all. Have a wonderful year. And teachers, God bless you. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, how he said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive."
Thank you.
The Holy Eucharist is offered in thanksgiving to God for all the ministries of this cathedral, and especially for our wonderful guests, the H. Alvin Green Choir. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is right and a good and joyful thing always and everywhere to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. For in your Son Jesus you have given us true food and true drink from heaven. As he lives in you, O gracious Father, so we live in him, and through the grace and sustenance of his body and blood. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. And gracious Father, in your infinite love, you made us for yourself. And when we had fallen into sin and become subject to evil and death, you in your mercy sent Jesus Christ, your only and eternal Son, to share our human nature, to live and die as one of us, to reconcile us to you, the God and Father of all. He stretched out his arms upon the cross and offered himself in obedience to your will, a perfect sacrifice for the whole world. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
We celebrate the memorial of our redemption, O Father, in this sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, recalling his death, resurrection, and ascension. We offer you these gifts. Sanctify them by your Holy Spirit to be for your people the body and blood of your Son, the holy food and drink of new and unending life in him. Sanctify us also, that we may faithfully receive this holy sacrament and serve you in unity, constancy, and peace. And at the last day, bring us with all your saints into the joy of your eternal kingdom. All this we ask through your Son, Jesus Christ, by him and with him and in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The gifts of God for you, the people of God. Take them in remembrance that Christ died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. You may be seated. now please join me as we send forth our Eucharistic visitor who will bring communion to those who are sick and shut in. In the name of St. John's Cathedral, I send you forth bearing these holy gifts, that those to whom you go may share with us in the communion of Christ's body and blood. We who are many are one body, because we all share one bread. Let us pray. Eternal God, Heavenly Father, you have graciously accepted us as living members of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and you have fed us with spiritual food in the sacrament of his body and blood. Send us now into the world in peace and grant us strength and courage to love and serve you with gladness and singleness of heart through Christ our Lord. May the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you now and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Let us go forth into the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.